We have to get the Hill Notes, but first, Rob Ninkovich is back. Hello, Rob.
Hello, Chime. I have just to clarify. The head thing, you were correct. Just one last year. I was incorrect. But I would say this. You have to agree that he has to take care of himself better in running situations. Last year, he was running way too much after contact. Get what you can get down, and live to see another down. Josh Allen, he continues to fight through and gets killed all the time, which will catch up to him eventually. Just like Cam Newton, you're big, you're strong, you're fast, you take the hits, and it catches up to you.
I think in that regard, Rob, you're absolutely right. Like, I think in totality, like, he needs to be better at sliding, be a little bit more proactive in that regard. Like, the Jets game, when he did get a concussion, it was while he was sliding, he got hit. So, like, I agree with you. He does need to take better care of himself. But the narratives of that people have created, not you, but, like, people in general have created that a guy like him is injury prone is ridiculous because he missed half a game once. And then everybody's like, yep, yeah, he's just going to get concussions all the time now.
I'm not saying he's injury prone at all. I'm saying for the fate of the team, that relies on him being the starting quarterback. So with that being the case, just like Peyton Manning when he was the starting quarterback, Tom Brady when he's the starting quarterback, you have to, in certain situations, if it's 3rd and 5 and you're scrambling for 5 yards, realize it's not bad to punt and let the defense use the defense. So it's being and understanding those situations that hopefully from year one to year two, instead of him trying to go and get an extra yard, he realizes, listen, I got a defense that I can rely on too. So that's, I hope, is the difference now that he's a year older, realizes that he has to protect himself, get down, because if you want to play a long career, you can't be taking those crazy hits.
Rob, thank you as always.
One more thing, though. In some situations, though, you gotta risk it all because, as once famously said, "Mama didn't raise no bitch."
Mama also didn't raise a bitch. So,
well, okay. If it's John Elway in the Super Bowl, sure, go do it.
Helicopter your way into the end zone.
Did you just
exactly?
Did you just "Mama didn't raise no B"? Rob Ninkovich on this show.
Yeah,
you're out of control.
The tone was much different once Rob was on the line. Let me just say.
Was it? Because he told me that I was right.
Well, yeah, but
so I win. I was correct. Rob Ninkovich told me I was right. That's why my tone was better.
Oh, my goodness gracious.
No, I don't have to take any risks. It's only too old, brother. But Mama also didn't raise a bitch, so.
Holy cow. Was that a Granite Lynx?
Yeah. Yeah.
Sure was.
Yes, it was. I heard it live, and I said, oof.
That was a lot.
Maybe wait till the end of the round.
That's okay.
I mean,
overconfidence.
If they had a Hall of Fame of overconfidence, Shime would be first year inductee.
All right.
I'll take it.
Hill Notes, before we go, brought to you by Coleman Electric. If you need an electrician, call Coleman.
It's electric.
Hey, Greg, listening to your show on the app, I heard what you said about Belichick trying to loosen him up, mentioning that we have a mutual friend. I met you at your golf tournament. I tried the same thing with you. The look on your face, you didn't want to talk about that person because you guys had a background. Do the math. You do the same thing. Get over yourself.
Who? I need to know who it was.
Yeah.
I don't know. Tell me. Let me know. I mean, I don't have a problem with Bill not doing any small talk.
Those moments were just so bizarre.
Yeah.
Because you are as generous and kind to him as you could possibly be. Effusive in your praise of his coaching ability.
Yes.
And you're sitting in the same room as you're waiting to do an interview, which he is handsomely paid for.
Yeah.
And he couldn't even bother to say a word.
Can you please tell me the name of the song and artist that you used to close the show, the Greg Hill Show? Thank you so much.
Oh. Dropkick Murphys. What is the title of that song, Shime?
The title of that song, Greg, is Until the Next Time.
Until the Next Time from Ken Casey and the Dropkicks.
Hey, Greg, give Garrett Whitlock a quick call on how to hide a double chin.
Jeez.
Oh, jeez. Kind of harsh.
chime. I got to call you out on your Greg's List Spotify song count. 6,550 different songs. That ain't the truth, brother. I think I've heard When the Levee Breaks about five different times on that list, and I listen to it at least 6 to 10 hours a week. Don't get it twisted. My crew loves it, and it gets my crew going in the morning when we listen to the station, but it ain't 6,550 different songs, my man. Let's get a recount.
So to clarify, it is 6,560 songs on the playlist. Some songs have been repeated. Yes, that's correct.
Yeah. Okay. Okay, so not 6,000 different.
No, but I have played 6,560 since January 1st of, what is that, 2023?
Yeah. So, Ken points out the amount of Mumford & Sons. Very frustrating.
I haven't played Mumford & Sons in quite some time. Maybe I'll have to do that tomorrow now. Thanks for reminding me.
You've only been officially on the show for 2 years?
No, since 2022. This the playlist doesn't have 2022 on it because I had a different playlist.
So I figured out what's so annoying about Jax when he does his leads. He said or 18 times during his lead today. I mean, this is basic speaking 101, and you're on the freaking radio. Come on, man. Clean it up.
I say a lot.
So do I.
I mean, it's the way people talk, I think.
Yeah. I'm working on mine.
You're actually working on your own?
Yes, yes.
Really?
Yeah.
That's a focus for you.
After the week of filling in for you.
Yes.
I wanted to clean it up.
Oh, excellent.
Yes.
It's good to have goals.
Yeah, that's a goal of mine.
Greg, there was actually somebody else famously loved ums.
Missed that guy.
Jackson here, and I'm just curious, do you guys like your bacon crispy, or do you like it Winnie the Pooh style?
My God, I have gone my whole entire life knowing bacon as either crispy or chewy. What is this floppy nonsense?
Interesting lead, though, that a guy got very sick from eating floppy bacon because it wasn't cooked enough.
Right.
So
I feel like one day Jackson will understand the concept.
Probably.
Greg, you're officially ruining this radio program. Program, if you're shime, dumbass. Everything is a freaking promo on live air when you should be talking about sports or something entertaining. You promote everything. You take up most of your time talking slow and just advertising, advertising, advertising. You come back for 3 minutes of nothing to go to a 5 minute freaking break.
But it's how we make the register ring.
Also, he could have talked about sports.
The business over here.
Right.
I mean, no offense, but we're trying to make some money.
Paying those
pay
bills.
The bills.
Yep.
Amen. How do you think the lights stay on?
I mean,
around this place.
Thanks to you.
Right?
You leave, we're in the dark.
Yeah.
Shime, have you been on Pokemon Go lately? The Red Sox have been giving us free gifts for the Pokemon Go night at Fenway on Friday. Are you going to be there? I'll be there. Be there or be square, though.
Is that this week?
I guess. I didn't even know.
You better get over there.
Ah, man, I guess so.
I mean, listen, we could charge for the radio show.
Ooh, Patreon.
I mean, that's the way it works most of the streaming platforms and such.
Right.
I don't know. I think radio is really the last free content that is available out there in the world.
It is.
You get what you pay for.
I mean, am I right about that, though?
You are.
We don't charge you a cent
for
what you get.
No.
All you have to do is download the Odyssey app or stream us at WEEI.com, and it's free of charge.
Greg, if you knew anything about cars, you would know that Ferraris are referred to as redheads because Ferrari paints their cylinder heads red. Talk to Ernie Bach, and he'll slap some sense into you.
Yep, was wrong about that one. My mind was in the gutter, I think, on that one.
Oh, well.
I understood where you were coming from, though.
Yeah.
Yeah, because RD does stand for road.
Yeah.
But let me
but
just
the
ask-
douche move may have been on me for assuming that that was a douchey vanity plate.
It was still a douchey vanity plate.
Yeah. If it's so obvious, then why would he get it as the vanity plate? If everybody knows Ferrari is redhead, why would he be so on the nose with the license?
He might like the double entendre in it.
Yes.
My guess is that.
The young lady that does the penis artwork, if you will. Well, obviously with Curtis, she won't need to do anything but draw him as she sees him.
Got a lot of that.
Hey, Chris, it's Chime. I'm not sick. I'm dressed as my favorite Pokemon character, post-nasal drip.
Nope, they're way more creative than that.
Got a summer cold, I guess, huh?
Yeah, man, it's brutal. I hate this.
All that walking.
It's tough out here, Curtis.
Pretty soon it'll be flu season.
Yeah, got to get your shot.
Got to get the flu shot now that summer's over.
I do not get the
really
flu shot.
Really depressing when summer
I've
ends.
Never gotten the flu shot before in my life.
You haven't?
Never.
You think you're stronger than the flu?
No, I just, I've never gotten it.
I got the flu shot once, and I got the worst flu I've ever had in my life.
Do you think Drake May is flu prone?
No, definitely not.
Okay, no.
Right. Maybe flu the pocket prone, but that's about
Let's
it.
Let's get Dr. Boney on it.
You guys are on to something with these jumbo jets idea. That way, when all the regular airlines are booked, and a skinny mini's got to book something on jumbo jets, all the fat people can make fun of them, you know. Throw all the classic jokes out. Blow away with a fart in the wind. Yeah, there'd be plenty of farts on that flight.
No.
All right. I mean, we were just thinking of a way around the people that complain about the extra price at Southwest.
Is that it?
Yeah, that'll do it today, Greg.
Okay. Thank goodness.
They got high.
That is that is Hill Notes, brought to you by Coleman Electric. If you need an electrician, call Coleman.
It's electric!
All right, we got to go. We got to say goodbye. So thank you.
Thank you.
Wiggy back tomorrow morning.
Yep.
And we inch closer and closer to a meaningful NFL game for the New England Patriots.
I cannot wait.
And meaningful college football just days away, Chris Curtis.
I am so, honestly, the noon on Saturday, I will have a smile on my face.
See ya. Now the time has come for leaving.